أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تطع أكثر من في الأرض يضلوك عن سبيل الله إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون. إن ربك هو أعلم من يضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 117 and 118 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the glorious Qur'an, the qualities of the Qur'an Sharif, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to ask the Quraysh that should there be another judge that I should look for besides Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala is the supreme judge. And Allah Ta'ala sent this Qur'an to us. Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And if you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, obeyed most of those in the earth, يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, then they would deviate you from the path of Allah Ta'ala, from the path of Islam, the path of the Qur'an, the Siratul Mustaqim. This verse and the subsequent verses after this was revealed when the Quraysh made an absurd observation to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that they said to him that animals that you slaughter, animals that you kill, that animals you eat, but the animals that Allah Ta'ala kills, that you say is haram. The animals that Allah Ta'ala kills will refer to animals that died naturally, then that you say is haram, but what you kill, that you make halal. So who is greater? Are you greater or is Allah Ta'ala greater? So in this way, they were trying to create confusion in the heart or in the hearts of the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it is quite clear that the address being direct to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not imply him, but it implies the entire group of the Sahaba and also the whole Ummah and the reciters of the Quran Sharif. Now the other aspect is that when we looked at man fil ard, those on the earth were not only the Quraysh of Makkah, but then we would have the Roman civilization, we would have the Persian civilization, and we will have all the other civilizations that were apparent at that time and known to the Quraysh of Makkah. So all of them in time to come would try and influence, and today we have all the different types of civilizations and the isms of the world, and all of that has been included over here. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying to us that it doesn't mean that the majority may rule something. It doesn't mean the majority may be following a particular mode, a particular lifestyle, a particular trail of thought. All of that doesn't matter. What matters is the hukam of Allah and the hukam of our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why is this so? إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. They do not follow but assumptions. They do not follow but suspicions. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. And they are nothing but speculators. Whatever they have, even the sciences of the world that will conflict with the Qur'an Sharif, all of that are assumptions. The Qur'an is haqq. It is the word of Allah. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is absolutely no doubt in this Qur'an. It has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this Qur'an has been tested from time to time with regards to the truth of the Qur'an. There is no scientist, there is no science in the world that could prove the Qur'an Sharif wrong. But as time goes by, the Qur'an is being proven more and more to be the word and the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This probably in this era of ours, in this time of ours, we should be more convinced that there is only one way, and the way of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and no other way.
إن ربك هو أعلم من يضل عن سبيله. Sometimes for us to look at, to find out, to see who is right and who is wrong, who is on the haqq and who is on the batil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that certainly your Rabb, huwa a'lam, he knows best, man yadillu an sabili, who has strayed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path, that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know for sure, 100% without doubt, we have not only our iman, we have our yaqeen, that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was siratul mustaqim. He, his life, everything about him was siratul mustaqim, and he himself was on the siratul mustaqim. So the simple solution will be to follow our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who are the guided, who are guided on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was this effort that was being made to try and deviate. There was an effort that was made to try and create doubt. There was this effort to try and tell the Sahaba what they should eat and what they should not eat. All of that, the solution to it is follow Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command and the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it has been defined by the imams, by the imam mujtahideen, whether it was Imam Abu Hanifa, whether it was Imam Shafi'i, whether it was Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, whether it was Imam Malik rahimahumullah. And that is the easiest way, and that then we will find the path of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.